It's Tuesday, January 11th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Staff shortages over COVID as the Fed tells us how many went remote. Security updates, including forced MFA, and a tall tale in a press release. This is the Business of Tech. The Office of Personnel Management released their annual report to Congress on telework. Per the report, in fiscal year 2020, 50% of all federal workers were eligible to work remotely, an increase of 11 percentage points from the 39% reported to be eligible in fiscal 2019. Of those workers, 90% of eligible employees engaged in telework in 2020, marking a 34% increase over the previous year. And in other signs of the current state of play, more than 5 million Americans, or 2% of the workforce, could now be isolating, per Capital Economics' Andrew Hunter. Meta announced they will require COVID-19 boosters to return to the office and have delayed that reopening until March. Why do we care? Anecdotally, I've heard from multiple providers dealing with COVID staffing-related issues. This portion of the show is very tactical. Data points updating the listener on where we are. CISA officials have indicated that they have not seen a significant government intrusion due to Log4Shell. Yet. Jen Easterly, CISA director, said, quote, "This may be the case because sophisticated adversaries have already used this vulnerability to exploit targets and are just waiting to leverage their access until network defenders are on lower alert." Cyber attacks rose 50% in 2021 from 2020 at a particularly rough fourth quarter, mainly due to Log4j. This from Checkpoint Research. Kaspersky's survey data indicates higher spending on cybersecurity this year. 86% of IT decision makers in North America said their organization intends to set aside a budget for cybersecurity when planning for 2022. In addition, 85% said their budget would increase anywhere up to 50% in the next 12 months. In addition, more than 1 in 4 said their company annually invests anywhere from $25,000 to $50,000 per year in cyber insurance. There are 3 top criteria they would be willing to meet to obtain cyber insurance: security controls, compliance, and education. An open-source developer purposely corrupted 2 libraries in apparent protest of doing free work. Quote, "Respectfully, I am no longer going to submit Fortune 500 and other smaller-sized companies with my free work," he said. "Take this as an opportunity to send me a 6-figure yearly contract or fork the project and have someone else work on it." Salesforce is moving to require multi-factor authentication for its customers starting February 1st. This will be Salesforce's authenticator app, time-based authenticator apps, security keys, or built-in authenticators like Touch ID, Face ID, and Windows Hello. Why do we care? I continue to wish I had something pithy to say about open source, a problem I'm tracking more than anything else right now. The Salesforce move is one I want to highlight. Think you can't make your customers do something? Sure you can. Yesterday, Kaseya put out a press release to announce their 25% growth in 2021. The press release focuses on their multiple acquisitions and enhancements to their product lines. It makes no mention of their breach or any response to the incident. Now, why do we care? In a video during the summer, I predicted that Kaseya would focus on their growth numbers beyond the breach, and I point to this as the evidence. They didn't even take time to talk about investments in security after the breach as an accomplishment. If you just read their press releases, the incident didn't happen. This is apparently what the team at Channel Futures did. They also ran a story with the press release's headline and essentially copied and pasted it into a bylined article, which is a copy and paste of the press release. And they, too, made no mention of the breach. The why we care is all about financial incentives. Kaseya is incentivized to grow, full stop. Do not hate the player, hate the game. It's entirely predictable if you follow the incentives. If you want to change, change those incentives. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than other solutions. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources, and do it all addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSP radio. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. What's your take? Did I get that one right or wrong? Hit me up on social or drop me a note at dave@MSPradio.com. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.